Let me tell you about a voice. Not this voice, but the one inside. The one that whispers. It tells me what's right and what's not. When to leave and where to go. It's not Shakespeare. It does not speak in memorable lines. My inner voice always gives it to me straight. Tells me who my real friends are. When to say yes, when to say no. Whether the person sitting next to me is the one I'll be spending the rest of my life with. Or not. Sometimes that voice is crystal clear. Go, stay, right, wrong. Sometimes it merely whispers. Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice. Everybody has one. Few listen to it.
When you create yourself to make it, you're going to have to either let that creation go and take a chance on being loved or hated for who you really are, or you're going to have to kill who you really are and fall into your grave grasping onto a character that you never were. I saw this psychic palm reader sign, and she gave me a reading, and she said, you're about to do three things, three movies that will be very, very, very big and very important. And after that, it will be impossible for anyone to knock you down from that place.
I worked in factories. I had a ninth grade education. And it's a series of like crushing disappointments. And I just go into a different gear. I go into, don't know how it's going to write itself, but it will. You know, I don't know how.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy.
Out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even fucking be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most, or 9 do most of the fighting. 1 is a warrior. There's so many people who just show up to life that shouldn't even fucking be around. And there's few people who do all the work. I wanted to be part of that 9, and I'm working towards being that 1.
You see that look right there? Don't ever let a man see you like that. Because you give him the power over you. If you gotta take an L, you take it with your head up, chest out, like a man.
Make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life. What would you put them through to make them patient? We probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back at my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy? Or
still to be happy about.
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished. Job finished? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
George Foreman admits that he gave Muhammad Ali everything he had, and Muhammad Ali grabbed him and pulled him to him. Old man hadn't fought in years, hurt. And Muhammad Ali pulled him to him and said, "Is that all you got?" And George Foreman said, when he heard the words, said, "All you got," it penetrated his spirit. And said, "I done gave my man everything I got. I can't seem to knock him down." And Muhammad Ali said, when he said that to him, he looked into the pupils of his eyes, and he said at that point, he knew George Foreman had lost.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby, there was this, there was that. And like normal society is like,
the fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking. I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch.
That's
your missus says stay in bed. It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy. You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
God, I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do.
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
People don't see that. People will never understand that. To be success, you know, all they think about, well, he batted 202, you know, and he struck out a certain number of times. Yeah, okay. You know, but the effort was there, and the learning curve and the passion was there. That has transcended not just to me, but to other people who are afraid to do things because they're worried about the perception that may come from other places. To me, that's more gratifying than anything, you know. So that's the things that my father and my mother instilled in me. Take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be afraid to fail.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide, fuck clubs, fuck partying, fuck trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. it is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
What you want to do with life? I'm sure people have told you to make sure you have something to fall back on. Make sure you got something to fall back on, honey. But I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit.
What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on a daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
My personal question to you is, why not you?
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are, Wade. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we die a little, can we?
You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
It feels scary to jump, Ian. That is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
You're always afraid to take the first step. Because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You are bound by nothing.
Rise, sun goes down. There is a up, there is a down.
Since we are born, we have inhaled 50% of our times, we have exhaled 50% of our times. Our heart, the same, sucking the blood, pumping the blood, also the same, always 50-50, always the exchange between left and right, up and down, bright and dark, in and out, success and failure. This world is not propagating failure to you. It is propagating success to you. So our mind is looking for success, starting to believe there's only one way. There's only one direction in this life that we live.
To all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. When you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see. Thank you to the critics. Thank you.
Sometimes life can really hijack your fucking mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the fucking window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school, you worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it, move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it, someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Well, I don't think that we should be together. I've thought about it a lot, and this is what's gonna happen. Okay, I'm gonna keep pursuing what I'm pursuing. And because I'm doing that, it's gonna take up more and more of my time, and I'm not gonna be able to spend as much time with you. And even when I do spend time with you, I'm gonna be thinking about drumming. I'm gonna be thinking about jazz music and my charts and all that, and because of that, you're gonna start to resent me. And you're gonna tell me to ease up on the drumming, spend more time with you because you're not feeling important. And I'm not gonna be able to do that. And really, I'm just gonna start to resent you for even asking me to stop drumming. And we're just gonna start to hate each other. And it's gonna be ugly. And so, for those reasons, I'd rather just, you know, break it off clean.
That I was gonna work that hard every single day so that when I do retire, I have no regrets. And that was the most important thing for me, is to leave no stone unturned, get better every single day. And if I lived that way, then over time, you know, I'd have something that was beautiful. And that was my philosophy. It seems like a pretty simple one, but if you live your life to just get better every single day and do that for 20 years, I mean, what do you have?
So if you're sitting down with me, I'm somebody you really want me on the team. What's your approach to recruit me?
You want first place, come play with me. You want second place, go somewhere else. The challenge, like I would watch Magic play, I'd watch Michael play, and I would see them do these unbelievable things. And I'd say, you know, can I get to that level? I don't know, but let's find out. Let's find out. Everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player. Everything. Everything. And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
The world becomes your library to help you improve your craft, better
yes.
your craft.
Yes, indeed.
So because you know what you want, the world's giving you exactly the information.
100%.
Become better at it.
Because you know what you're looking for. It's an everyday process in trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Man, my vertical was a 40, wasn't a 46 or 40, 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive. Right? So you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness, I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast. Right? So I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more. But I enjoyed it though. So like from the time I can't remember when I started watching the game, I studied the game and it just never changed.
I want to thank them and I want to thank what they taught me, which is that you have to work harder than you think you possibly can. You can't hold grudges. It's hard, but you can't hold grudges. And it doesn't matter. How you get knocked down in life, because that's gonna happen. All that matters is that you gotta get up. Violet, Sam, and Sarah, I love you.
See, Mouse, if there's one thing I learned while I was locked up, When you down bad, you really find out who in your corner. See, everybody talk that lawyer shit. When it's time to be loyal, everybody disappear.
Didn't have the luxury of knowing what it was, but I knew I had something. And let me tell you this. If you've made it through addiction or mental illness, you have something. Because a lot of people don't. If you are still kicking today, battling those demons, you have something, because a lot of people didn't wake up today because they couldn't make it. They couldn't cut it, and you fucking did.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. That some of you already know that it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard changing your life. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself and say, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why did this have to happen to me? For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. It's very important for you to know that.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it.
All my young kings and queens that are chasing their dreams, I am no different from you. I'm just a guy. I swear to God, you can do anything that you put your mind to.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you. You're going to forever be sad, man. If you don't chase that dream, you're going to forever be miserable, man.
What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Is I hope you chase those dreams with a burning desire. Through all the pain, I hope that you find happiness deep in your heart.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. You got a dream? You gotta protect it. People can't do something themselves. They wanna tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
I should have stopped this for you, Father.
I'm stopping this one now.
Don't, okay, let me finish. I gotta prove it.
Prove what?
I'm not a mistake.
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family. Nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide, fuck clubs, fuck partying, fuck trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it.
My journey started on a boat. I spent a year in a refugee camp. And somehow, I ended up here. They say stories like this only happen in the movies. Mom, I just want an Oscar.
Remember your dream. All of us have things that we're believing for, something that we want to accomplish. Deep down, we know it's a part of our destiny. We can feel it so strongly. But then we hit some setbacks. We didn't get the promotion. The medical report wasn't good. Or a relationship didn't work out. Life has a way of pushing our dreams down. They can become buried under discouragement, buried under past mistakes.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big fucking long line of people. And I made it to heaven. I'm 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up. And you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down. And I'm next in line. David Goggins. I see my name, I see all this shit, and God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
I'm gonna have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff. That I wasn't really a loser.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. Because that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough, or warm enough in here, I'ma show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
When I wake up every day, there's only one voice I have to listen to. It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In three generations, I'll be forgotten, and the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
There's a quote that I've fallen in love with. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. Fuck, dude. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
When you had that third failure in a row, did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up. I mean, I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big fucking long line of people. And I made it to heaven. I'm 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up. And you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down. And I'm next in line. David Goggins. I see my name. I see all this shit. And God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list. And I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
So I want to ask you, can you admit something in your life that you don't feel like you deserve or have earned? Can you admit a goal or a dream that you want to chase, but you're feeling like, nah, I can't fly that high. I'm not equipped. I don't really have the ability. I'm not qualified. Can you admit something in your life that guilt is keeping you from getting? Can you admit something that you don't want to start, continue, or finish because you're afraid to? Say it aloud to yourself. Write it down. Confess.
You know what a loser is? A real loser is somebody that's so afraid of not winning, they don't even try.
If you have an idea that you genuinely think is good, don't let some idiot talk you out of it.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generational.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?